B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Okay, let's talk some football issues and also some serious issues with our next guest, who, of course, provides football information to you via the NFL Network. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. James Palmer joins us. Hello, James.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
We're hanging in there. That's what we can say. We're not fantastic. Nobody's fantastic. But we're hanging in there. All right, so first of all, let me talk. Everybody knows your dad, of course, Scott Palmer. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the 10,000 employees with MLB that volunteered to take part in the COVID zero prevalence study, and he's taken the test. Now, I'm sure you had discussions with him on this. What was his viewpoint on doing this?
Obviously, I mean, if anybody knows him personally, I mean, it was a no-brainer for him to say, yeah, I'll be one of the people to do it. And they found out a couple of weeks ago that this was going to start being something that their Major League Baseball is going to be a part of because of, you know, you got people all over the country from different socioeconomical backgrounds with different, you know, ethnic backgrounds and different ages, that it was a good group that wanted to be a part of it. So they knew a couple of weeks ago it was going to happen. And, you know, he said it couldn't have been easier. He went down to CBP, you know, wearing a mask. They gave him the kit and, you know, filled out everything, forms of, you know, everything about yourself to if you've had symptoms or anything like that. And you take the test home and you just kind of prick your finger. And it's almost, he described to me, like a thermometer, like a red line goes up and there's a couple of indicators on there. And you find out really immediately whether you may have any of these antibodies. Like, this is not a COVID-19 test, whether you have COVID, right? It's it determined if you have potentially antibodies in your bloodstream that they'd like to evaluate. And then what you do is, after you send it in, you kind of know your results and you put your ID next to the test, take a picture of it, email it back to the Major League Baseball, and they'll get it off to Stanford to try to start evaluating all of these different samples put in place. But I know the Phillies were one of the organizations that had quite a few people volunteer compared to some of the other
yeah, that's an awesome thing. Do you know whether players from the Phillies did it?
He wasn't entirely sure. You know, teams had a wide variety of people within their front office, and teams have even part-time employees that say, like, even ushers or concession workers could be a part of it as well. He wasn't entirely sure if Phillies players were included or not, but there were players in the league included.
James, I've never really had a discussion with you about this. So, and before I get to the NFL, I'm really curious, growing up as Scott Palmer's son, how much that influenced you to get into the business, and then what you remember about him actually leaving TV and starting a new venture.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, it put me in the opposite direction, because I actually grew up, like, I went to Upper Marion High School, and I remember sitting there shooting foul shots in a varsity basketball game, and people are, and the fans are chanting the Action News theme song. I was like, oh, God, this is exhausting, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I went away to school to get away from it, and I actually wanted to be like a coach and a teacher, and you know, I wanted to play baseball and stuff. And so I got away from it, but then I ended up taking an internship with the Columbus Blue Jackets. I went to Ohio State, so the NHL team just started. And I worked for the club, and I started interviewing guys in the locker room and stuff. And I was like, oh, crap. Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
This is what I want to do. All right. And so I ended up doing it, and then joining like the Comcast family around the country, just doing different things, started as a production assistant, working my way up. But it was weird, because, you know, I didn't know if I wanted to be in front of the camera either. I was a producer first. I mean, I was an associate producer for Inside the NBA down in Atlanta and all sorts of different stuff. And then kind of the front of the camera thing jumped and got me. But it was weird to watch him make that transition over to, you know, over to the Phils. And those were the two loves that he's had, which is television and baseball. And he's been lucky enough to do both of them now.
Yeah, of course, Scott was in the golden age of 6 ABC Sports with Gary Papa and Scott Palmer. So that's really cool that you followed in his footsteps. Sorry. So let's talk about the NFL draft. And you'll be working from your basement studio. You have a studio in your basement? what is that?
Very liberal term.
Okay. All
right. It's a converted bedroom in the basement into like what I could do with my own studio production design, you know, behind me. I mean, it's like,
oh, so you designed, you did a production design. Like, we have a production design. That has Mike Mussinelli's show behind me. Like, it's the extent of it. Do you have something like that?
I, Yeah, I had a big frame that wasn't being used, so I filled it with like credentials from all over the country at different games I've been to, different Super Bowls and stuff, and then have like pictures of, you know, like me interviewing Mahomes or something in footballs, and a Randall Cunningham starting lineup is present alongside of a Ryan Howard bobblehead. So, you know, we got a couple of things back there to try to dress it up, but then they paid for like, hey, get these lights, get these mics. And hook it up to your computer, and we'll start working at you through that. I mean, so it's been wild. I'm sitting down here. I was on Sky Sports in London this morning talking about the draft from down here in my basement. So it's a bit of a...
That's awesome. So what exactly is going to be your role during the draft?
So I'll tell you, my usual role would be I go to a team within the top 10, and I embed myself with them more than a week leading into draft day and kind of tell you everything that that team's thinking and what they're doing. Now that's kind of obviously out the window without traveling. And all of that is the hours and hours of shows we have leading into the draft, which again, I'll be a part of those, but from here. Once the actual draft kicks off, we're not really going to a lot of us a whole bunch because the action is in where the picks are happening. And now that it's a simulcast broadcast between ESPN and us, I mean, that's a lot of people to get into a show. So I don't know how much you'll actually see me during the draft. Most of my work will be done leading into it in the hours and days leading up until the draft initially kicks off. This is a weird deal with, you know, what you're going to see from the combination of us and ESPN.
It sounds interesting, and everybody's going to be glued to it, obviously, because this is like, you know, a live event for the first time in a really long time. It's incredible.
Exactly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, so the Eagles, you know, the whole league knows that they need a wide receiver. I have no idea what they're thinking, whether they would draft by position or do that best player available. But at 21, it's a precarious spot because there are a lot of great wide receivers. Some teams may move ahead of them. Rather than if they sit there at 21, they think they may get a wide receiver by sitting there, but the other teams could leapfrog them. So do you think that they will make an active move to get up to get their guy?
Here's what I know. First off, I was told from someone in the building, we don't need a receiver. We need multiple receivers. Like, yeah. And that being said, it's not just one. Expect them to try to go after more than one guy. Another part of it is we know that Howie's aggressive and he'll try to go up and he's shown that that's been his MO years past. Here's what I know about how the receivers may fall. I'm sitting in Denver right now and they've done a ton of work at 15 on the top three guys. And a ton of work on Justin Jefferson, who I know a lot of people in Philly kind of like, the kid out of LSU that can play in the slot and that can play outside as well. And he could be kind of one of those guys that could make an immediate impact. If at 15 you're making a big play for a guy like that, what might be there at 21? You don't know. And the other part of it that plays into it is I'm pretty plugged in Houston, and they just made the trade for Brandon Cooks from the Rams, who the Eagles actually kicked the tires on, but the concussions kind of turned them away with 5 and 6 years. But if they went and made that trade, and talking to people there is because we didn't think at 40, because they don't have a first-round pick because Bill O'Brien's traded the world away, their pick at 40, they didn't think they were going to be able to get the guy at the receiver that they wanted. So that makes me believe that they believe most of the guys that are in that top group, and if you want to expand it past that four, make it 8 or 6 guys, they don't think will be there at 40. So that shows you that they think there's going to be a run at the end of the first and at the beginning of the second. So where the Eagles play into that, who knows? But I do think they need more than one guy, and that's what I'm being told.
So they may have to trade up to get Jefferson, is what I'm hearing here.
If at 15, the Broncos are doing extensive work on Justin Jefferson, and that's a bunch of picks ahead of where Philly's picking, that means that in my mind, the Broncos think those three guys might be gone before they go at 15, Judy and Ruggs and Lamb. So then that might throw everything for a loop if that's the way it falls.
All right, so I'll just ask this question, and this is a speculative answer. Are the Eagles more likely to move up or sit at 21 and take the best player that's available to them?
See, what I like about Howie is that he kind of waits to see about moving up. And if you try to start making a play too early, everybody knows who you're going for. And then that kind of tips your hand, and that's obviously something they don't want to do either. Like, I make last year to be a really good example when they went up, and everybody knew Houston was going to go for a tackle, and they end up jumping them and getting Diller, and Houston settles for Titus Howard, who I think is not as good of a player. And I think that type of move up is a smart play. But I do think the way the quarterbacks are going to go and the way the tackles are going to go at the top, two things that Philly really doesn't need, you might have, like, one of these defensive players start falling towards you, and you're like, whoa, like, what if we – I mean, Philly has a need of linebacker.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm worried about. And a couple mock drafts have them taking a linebacker, and I'm wondering how that's going to resonate with the fan base here.
I don't think they'll be real happy with that, because a linebacker doesn't do a whole lot for you until you start seeing him play games. And I mentioned Kenneth Murray. I did his pro day at Oklahoma. Philly fans would fall in love with the kid. I mean, he's a genius. I mean, his family, his parents are preachers, and they adopted three special needs kids that he helped raise while he wore the dot on his helmet for 3 years calling the defense, and he's an absolute freak in terms of physicality. And I think Philly fans would love the way he hits, and it's a need. But I don't think if you go and get a player like that, nobody's going to like that pick until you start seeing that kid play week four, week five,
yeah,
and making plays for you. There's going to be a long time of going, man, how come we didn't go get so-and-so? I just think the way that they need to look at it with their receiver group is you got how much can you rely on DeSean Jackson? I mean, I know he has great ability and great speed. There's a belief that you're going to get 2 to 8 games out of him. Okay, well, then that changes things. I do know that the way some teams are looking at things, like I'm not saying Greg Ward is the greatest player to ever play, but those type of players with the offseason we're having that are versatile and know your system might be more valuable than people think, because these receivers coming in making an immediate impact, that might be tough. That might be really, really, really tough. I mean, again, I'm sitting here in Denver, and I was talking to one of their coaches the other day, and they were like, Cortland Sutton, who in my mind is going to be a star in this league, they're like, he didn't figure it out until halfway through this season. So that's an entire rookie year, and then halfway through his next year, he starts to figure it out. And that's a polished receiver that came out. So how much are these kids going to make an impact year one with a virtual offseason?
Good point. Well, we'll see what happens. Big anticipation for this draft. James, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you next week.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, man.
All right, there he is. James Palmer, Comcast, Business Hotline of Beyond Fast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.